Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Robinson, back for the captain, Tyler Adams. Austin McKay, Des making a big run. It's meant for him. Des is snuck in behind. Des in the middle. Pulisic scores! Might have paid the price.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Might have paid the price.
Yeah, great. The price is he can't have kids anymore. That's actually the price. There won't be any more Pulisics running around.
You scored a goal. Now what happens? Well, you're sterile. Good luck.
Right. You scored a goal. Well, you actually can't eat solid food for the next decade. You actually can't do that. You have no guts.
Just like brutal. In the last segment, Joe, that's John Strong with the call on Fox. Stu Holden, by the way, is like incredible. I thought this was his masterpiece. And I only like heard him call the first half because we were on the air. There was one point where like, I think it was Jenny Taft, and this is not her fault. I think it was Jenny Taft. It's like the sideline reporter for the game.
Ron's coach. Is that what we're going with here?
Yeah.
Because I have another thing. Okay.
And so she gives the report on like Carlos Quiroz, right? Who was like, used to be in the United States Soccer
Depends
Federation.
Depends on kind of how much accent. It's like Quiroz or Quiroz. You know, it's like, but it's kind of like a quiche first syllable. And you can kind of go whatever direction you want after that. Yeah.
And how him and Berhalter are friendly because they were both in the United States Soccer Federation. And okay, like the report's over. And then John Strong spends like 30 seconds talking about it. And Stu Holden just goes at one point, I think like they're starting to pressure here, which
yeah,
is basically
he like interrupts him to say that like we need to get back to the match. Yeah, I did. I noticed the same thing. Now that you bring it up, I do remember that. So that's a good call. Also, Jenny Taft like completely butchered Quiroz's. She called him like Carlos, like Quay Rose. So it was like really bad. Like really, it was really bad. And she's been great this tournament. Like this is not a commentary on her. It's just like, can her producer maybe like, can we do something there? like, are you good with this? Yes.
Now I think the good news is that 98% of the people watching are not going to know, but you are still right. Obviously.
Yeah.
You are still right.
Oh yeah. And this is, it's such minutia compared to like the overall quality of the telecast of the match or like that we enjoyed watching it. It's 0.00001% of any of that. So totally fine. We won.
We did.
We did it.
We did it.
You and me, buddy. We advanced.
We did.
We don't have a Netherlands market yet, right? We don't have a Netherlands market. There's an England Ecuador market or England Senegal, excuse me. But we don't have a. sorry if any Ecuador fans were listening. That was tough. We don't. I don't believe we have a U.S. net. I looked in a couple places. I think it's going to open really soon, but they just had to wait, obviously. Whereas with England, Senegal, we knew England was going to advance and play Senegal early in the second half of that match. So they could just open the market early. I don't think it's up anywhere, but I think it could be up like at some obscure place. I would be, what do you think? Let's play. Why don't we guess? What do you think it's going to be? Like ish. Three. It's tough. Like it's tougher to do the pricing with soccer. I understand, but what do you think? We can two advance, too, if you want. You want to do two advance instead of the three-way?
That is what I was going to say. Let's do both. Yeah. Joey Kanish, just to help pay our bills, joined us on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line in the last segment. The Phoenix, as Melissa, you know by this point, if you listen to the show.
Yeah.
Well, he needs something else. He needs like John Bobbitt surgery, I think.
Helping midfielders all across Qatar get back to their best after getting completely wrecked by a goaltender.
I mean, it was basically like, it was like Kai and Tai and Val Venus, like I choppy choppy your peepee. That's kind of like what this was. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology, helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit getmyphoenix.com to learn more. I did not think I was going to throw a Kai and Tai reference out on the show today.
Yeah, that was something.
Hello, ladies.
Who knows? Okay. Who knows where we're going next?
Okay, so I'm going to keep refreshing BetMGM. I'm sure we'll have the markets up momentarily here. If it's Bill's now typing about the Alfita storyline, like 1998, just hilarious. I can't open the can of worms for that one. So we'll guess the three-way and then two advance. Okay,
two advance. I think it's a more fun conversation, right? The three-way one, like I'm not even confident I can do it correctly. I kind of know how it's supposed to go, but I don't think I could get it close. Two advance.
220-170.
Let me really think about this for like 5 seconds, and I won't do it in complete silence, but I'll like try to kind of do it.
250-200, 220-170.
I think the first digit for the Netherlands is a two, but I think it's probably a low two.
Like 220.
Yeah, 220-180, something like that.
Yeah, I said 220-170. We're like in the book.
Oh, sorry. Well, depending on what book you go to, it'll be 220-180 or 220-140, depending on where you want to go to. Just be like, well, take a lot of bets on the U.S. Let's just make it artificially low. What direction are we more likely to be wrong? That the Netherlands is favored by more or favored by less?
I actually don't know.
I don't know either. And it's
How about this? I have a take for you. I don't think we're going to be wrong. I don't think we're going to be wrong. I think like we are like basically on the money with that, with our thought.
Is it supposed to be lower?
Here's my sense, and I'm not like world-class soccer better here, but I think if it opens and Netherlands is not two to advance, like the first digit is not a two, it would be bet up to that, is my guess.
Team quality-wise, they're significantly better.
We stink. Do we stink? I don't know. I guess like
we're really bad at converting scoring chances. We're awful. And we give the ball away in midfield a little bit too much.
We have a market.
Okay. I have something else I want to do too, but give me a market.
We have it. We have the three-way and we have two advance.
But what's two? I haven't even said three-way. Netherlands. The question with three-way is like, is Netherlands going to be minus? Probably yes, but by a little bit.
We were wrong.
In what way were we wrong?
In that Netherlands is favored by more.
Okay. Which is totally fair. Like team quality wise, they're way better. So what is it? Are they three to advance?
So
we're going to bet the United States. That's what you're saying.
Well, presented without comment here. you're going to know exactly why I'm laughing when I read the price here. Because of what you just said, Netherlands minus 275, USA plus 175.
I mean, this is not presented. I'm not offering commentary on this, but like, come on.
That's how it's. I'm guessing that's how it's going to be everywhere. That's how it's going to be everywhere.
Come on.
I'm sure that's what it's going to be across the board.
Okay.
Basically,
let's have a discussion about. Here's the thing. Here's the only thing. Great. BetMGM's awesome. Also, I want to check other books because like that's so much hold. I don't like if a book priced at normal, what would it be? What is the Netherlands in that example? 240?
275. Minus 275.
275. So like, is the real price 275, 235? Or is the real price like with the US as the anchor point? Like, I don't even know. Question. There's so much latitude there.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I'm going to try to see if I can find the answer. Let's see.
I can give you while you look for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Netherlands minus 120, USA plus 350. This is in the 90. So like we'll talk about this as we head into the knockout stage, how to bet this. Netherlands minus 120, USA plus 350, draw in the 90 is plus 240. The total of the game is 2.5. And it's the under's minus 160 with the total. Over. Plus 110.
You can mark me down for the over right now. Yeah, probably easily. as big a bet as I had on the under in this match, which was my biggest bet of the tournament.
That's pretty shocking, right?
Yeah. Now, like we haven't finished a ton. But, actually, so before we do this, This is actually an interesting question. This matters.
Is Pulisic going to play?
Is Pulisic going to play in the match?
I mean, he came
it's
back.
It's Saturday.
In. He's got 3 days.
That's actually pretty interesting. I have no people who are going to be like, well, what's he worth? I couldn't give you a less intelligent answer to that question. I have no idea what soccer players are worth.
A lot. He's by far the best player. No, look, it's not like the U.S. Like, well, now I think Netherlands should be an 8-point favorite. Like, that's not
right.
How it works.
Yes. Right. So, well, we've gone through the key goal number of 2, so that's actually like really important in this situation.
But I mean, like, he's. I guess maybe like there are people out there who might say, well, like Tyler Adams is better. Like, I don't know if that's, he's definitely our best attacking player by like orders of magnitude.
Right. That's interesting. So I guess the question is, I checked a couple places and there was no market up at like sort of like higher limit sports books, basically for a frame of reference. I'm checking like a couple accounts as well. Just like what way is it actually? Is it, I think it's probably like the 275, 235, probably something like that would be my
Agreed.
Guess. That actually makes a bunch of sense. And you have like a ton of uncertainty. Why does nobody want to have this open right now? Yeah, I can't find it. Okay, anyway. I think that's probably right. Or probably what it's going to be. But again, like, said every day, don't bet a ton of soccer in general. Not an expert in these markets. That's just my guess. Like the over. Dutch in general, high score, high totals, even if they haven't played a ton of high scoring matches, high totals, they will be able to generate. I mean, think about the teams that the United States has played so far, like England, the only one that would really create chances against them reasonably. And Dutch are going to bring a lot to the table in that situation. And the total's 2.5. And it'll be interesting to see if the U.S. can get any kind of finishing whatsoever, because I think they'll be able to get some chances as well. That's been the story of the tournament, is they've generated pretty high quality scoring chances when they created them. So in another book, minus 235 plus 175. And so maybe the anchor point is actually the U.S. at the plus 175. We'll see. Also, it'll be really interesting. I actually want to do
so
a couple minutes on this.
We were close to right then.
There's like a Vegas, not a Vegas nose, but like a reverse line move. There's like a market discussion question here too, which is, I think I saw this in a few places and it just drives you nuts when you see this stuff, that there were people that just like bet Iran. I saw this in like 4 places yesterday where it was like, well, give me Iran because like everyone's on the U.S. and they like have to win and like the books are juiced. So like everyone's like betting the U.S. Okay, like,
dude, can I throw an anecdote? Go ahead. I want to throw an anecdote.
Pinnacle is a really, really high limit offshore sports book. They're taking $1 million on the World Cup, and they're going to take $2 million in the knockout round, as the limit on an individual wager, and like that was their market too. So like the fact that you and your buddies are all betting $50 on the U.S. isn't creating some massive betting opportunity. Like it doesn't work like that. Now, yeah, are some domestic books maybe going to like shade the U.S. down a little bit, thinking they're going to take a ton of U.S. bets? Of course, because if I ran a book, I would do the same thing. But just like the idea that in like a global sporting event, that it was like the U.S. was artificially low because like we were all, but imagine like just the incredible arrogance of Americans. Just like yep, we guide everything. That's us. Yeah. Yep, we did it.
I think it's it's a lot of like messaging out there that people kind of think like things are right and like, and it's not right.
Right. And it's just the idea that blind, here's a sports betting tip. Blind contrarianism wins just as often as any other stupid strategy, which is to say it wins 50% of the time. Like just blind contrarianism doesn't get you anywhere. You're going to win sometimes, you're going to lose sometimes. So just like everyone's on blank, so I'm on blank with no remote understanding of how anything works. Gonna win just as often as flipping a coin, gonna win just as often as betting teams with 3 vowels or teams that wear the color blue or something like that. I mean, it's just not a thing in like almost all situations. And like, if I have to hear somebody bring up McGregor Mayweather one more time, this like unicorn sporting event that apparently now happens every year because everyone references it, even though it doesn't. I just think about it for a second, man. Like, just think for a second. Just like places are taking way too much money for like everyone in my town bet the U.S. You don't matter. You're irrelevant. Sorry. Somebody had to tell you that. It's really unbelievable.
Like I had a brief conversation with someone on Sunday, and I know this person, a smart guy, really nice guy, and was talking to me about the Bucks Browns game. And he was like, "What'd you have today?" I'm like, "I was pissed about Tampa." He's like, "Bro, like 80% of the money was on Tampa." Like he actually said to me, "Vegas knows." And he's like a pretty big sports fan, but like probably someone who like follows sports on social media, on like Twitter and Instagram, probably Instagram especially is my guess. And you see all this crap out there, and like he like thinks like it's
80% of
rigged.
The money. Like it's, imagine, it's so, imagine and like when people thinking say that to you me, like, even know that.
Like, right. What am I supposed to? And like I don't think, and this I don't, I'm not saying this is what you were saying. It's not that like these people are dumb. I think it's that they are like fed like propaganda,
brainwashed
to a degree, right? And like you just think that this is how it is. I used to think that all this was true until I kind of like I like took the red pill, right, or the blue pill, or whatever it is. Anyway, yeah,
right. Red pill's the one where you see how deep the rabbit hole goes, and you're like you actually know what's going on, right?
Like I took the blue pill. Like, it's been a while. Like this stuff's dangerous, man. Like people are going to lose money because of this nonsense. It's all so stupid. It's ridiculous.
Right. It makes people want. It's the worst kind of gambling content. It has no basis in reality, and it makes people want to make bets. That's the worst possible thing. It's honestly, there's really no difference between that and the spam messages that we all get in our replies now with like the like rigged game. Like I know what's happening in the game. Message. Everybody knows what we're talking about. That's on Twitter. It's like these mass produced. Like Twitter replies that are really easy to identify, like rigged game, message me for more. Like there's actually no difference. Both those things are like just as predatory because they have no basis in reality and they make people want to make bets. It's like the worst snake oil you could possibly imagine, to be honest.
On the other side, we're going to continue to break down the United States Netherlands opening market. Any bets that we want to place early on. We'll talk a little about England and Senegal, and then we'll continue our handicap of week 13 in the National Football League with P squared B squared to wrap up our number two on this terrific Football Tuesday.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
راشفورد مباشرة أكيد يسددها في اتجاه المرمى يستعد راشفورد. راشفورد.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Marcus Rashford with a brace today for England. Goal courtesy of BN International. England beats Wales 3-0. England advancing to the round of 16. Winners of Group B. The United States, the runners-up in Group B. So United States and Netherlands. We talked about that market in the last segment here. Ken and I both like intuitively the over at 2.5 at plus money. Obviously, we'll have to wait for a status update on Christian Pulisic. So is this a bet that you're looking to place now, Ken? Or like you want to make sure Pulisic is playing, I'm guessing, right before you make that bet?
Yeah, that's the only thing that would give me like a lot of pause to bet it. Also, like one of the reasons to bet early is you think the market is going to move in your favor to the side that you like. And so, you know, we talk about this with the NFL all the time. Why do we bet the NFL early in the week? Even though the limits are low, they're not too low for us. And we think we're going to get a better number than what will be available on Sunday. I don't make numbers on soccer matches. I've never even tried. It seems incredibly difficult, but maybe it's not. Who knows? I don't know. Based on the limits they take, I bet it's incredibly difficult, because why would they take a ton of money if it was so easy to beat? And so I don't know which way this is going to move, is my point, because I don't have like a number I'm working off of here. Like, oh, it should actually be, you know, 2.25, or it should be 2 juiced way over or something. So I don't know what the entry point is, but the Pulisic injury is like apparently a big deal, at least even to me thinking about the match. Like, I don't want to bet an over if the U.S.'s best attacking player is not going to play, or less than 100%, or not going to start, or something like that. So that would definitely be something I'd be thinking about.
Well, it would, you know, it could be a bet your opinion thing. We both kind of like have been saying for a couple days now, right? If it's going to be USA Netherlands, just like over. If Pulisic is just going to play now, over.
Or U.S. like, you know, obviously plus, and we can go over like the extra time permutations and stuff. But if the Netherlands is going to be that big of a favorite, what is the three way again? Do we have a spread market?
Yes. Hold on, I'll get it for you in a second. So by the way, US this number's moving right now.
Okay.
The three way market is Netherlands -1. So this is in the 90, and like we mentioned that we do this a lot, but like just want to, we'll say it a lot as we approach this knockout round. If you are going to bet a team to win and you bet the three-way line and the game goes to extra time or penalty kicks and your team wins, you lose your bet. So the three-way line is the 90-minute bet. And then you can bet a 2 advance, which is to win, that factors in extra time and penalty kicks. Obviously, like, Netherlands is -120 to win in the 90. And then if you want to bet them 2 advance, like baking everything else in, you're laying a number that starts with 2. But just keep that in mind. So if you really like a team to win and you bet them to win in the 90 and they don't win in the 90, but they win in penalty kicks, like, you lose your bet. Just keep that in mind. We will kind of keep saying that as we approach the knockout rounds of the tournament.
Well, and you'll see because the final score, when the final score is listed with penalty kicks, like in hockey, for example, if it goes to a shootout, the team that wins in the shootout, like let's say it's tied at 1 going to the penalty shootout and a team wins the shootout, they win 2-1. That's the final score. Okay. Well, in soccer, if you go to a penalty kick shootout and the score was 1-1 and team wins, the final score is 1-1.
And so then it'll say like open parentheses, like 4-3, so-and-so in penalty
on
kicks.
PK or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
And how it'll go. So the three-way line here, so this is the 90-minute line. Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern is Netherlands, United States. Can't wait for it. Honestly, it's going to be great. Man, what if it were on Sunday at 9 a.m.? That would be kind of sick, too, on an NFL Sunday.
I like
Netherlands
Saturday.
-1.
Saturday before, yeah, Saturday. Before all the conference championships games start. It's like the appetizer. Because I don't want to watch game day on conference championship Saturday. There's like no games. Like, there's like 6 games. What are we doing? And 2 of them were the night before. It's not even that much to talk about. I want to watch soccer. Let's watch soccer.
Dutch -120. Draw +240. United States to win in the 90 is +333. Also, like, new number at BetMGM as to who's going to advance. Netherlands -250. USA +170.
What would you do if you had to bet either of those right now? We already said we like the over in the match.
I bet the United States.
In the 90 or just to advance?
Probably to advance. I want to bet here. Let me see if there's a three-way market up. USA +1 -110 would probably be my bet.
Our finishing is so atrocious. Otherwise, I would prep maybe bet us in the 90. But I don't know if we can ever have like a 3-goal performance or a multi-goal performance. Not sure that's possible. So I don't know what I would do there. I'll have the over for sure. Maybe we'll find some like exotic ways to play the match. We'll have a ton of, that's one thing about the World Cup. You got a ton of betting markets available. So we'll do that. Obviously we'll probably get a Pulisic update, you know, next few days as we go to the match on set. So Friday, we'll probably do that. Probably do a bigger preview of this match, right? We'll do Friday during, you know, fantabulous Football Friday, whatever it is.
Phenomenal
Football Friday. Starts with F. Yeah. Well, we'll do a big preview of this and actually give out like our bets that we actually made. So like our first glance is like kind of like the over. Let's see on Pulisic. I don't have a thought on who advances. It seems about right. Like I don't have a strong opinion. I would like the U.S. to advance. That'd be pretty cool, to the quarterfinals of a World Cup. And we haven't said this on the show yet, right? If the results we think tomorrow that we think that are going to happen, and we get like the likely results, then if the U.S. beat Netherlands, they would very likely play Leo Messi and Argentina in the quarters. Argentina would be like the sort of the bracket right below the United States and Netherlands, and Argentina would probably get a match with Denmark, which would be interesting. Denmark could advance also, but you know, Argentina would be favored, let's put it that way, to advance. So it'd be US Argentina to go to the semis, which is to play all seven, which is, because then you gotta start going really crazy stuff. Like, I don't think we would beat Argentina, but they're like, do I have to bet Pulisic? If I think the US is gonna beat the Netherlands, do I have to bet Pulisic to win Golden Ball? He's gonna play all seven. They beat Argentina. That's an insane thought. Also, he's hurt, so I wouldn't make the bet. But these are just things that are going through my head as I'm kind of watching us win and advance. We didn't get the most advantageous draw, but we didn't get the worst one. It's not like, oh, here's Brazil round of 16. See ya. Like, all right, see you guys. You know.
So a long flight home for the United States from Qatar.
See ya.
So
a long
apparently, like,
goal scored by Brazil.
This drives me nuts, and I understand why TV networks do it. So the match is starting at 10 o'clock Eastern on Saturday. The pregame's at 9, so put up 9 o'clock Eastern for game time.
It makes sense, because 10 has been the window the entire time. Like, 10 was this morning. They usually keep those match start times for a very long time until the semifinals,
the support,
I think.
And thanks for the support there.
I'm saying I should have thought of it too. Like, that's I'm with you. I totally understand.
It could have changed in the knockout round. I don't know. Anyway, so 10 o'clock is the start time for the United States and the Netherlands on Saturday. England, here, you bet Nick and Ken. Terrific Tuesday, whatever. England, -190 to win in the 90 against Senegal on Sunday. -450 just to advance.
Yeah.
-450.
I would have guessed higher, honestly. I would have guessed more. Not that they have to win, but...
England to win to nil is +115. That'll be my bet.
Seems like a pretty good bet. If you're going to bet the match, so you'll be cheering for England to win to nil. I'm trying to think of what I actually want to. I think I would love Senegal to win that match. England will be in the quarter with France, and I have some Mbappe golden ball, and that's about it. Actually,
I think you need to bet Rashford.
We don't even know if he's gonna. So we talked about this in the break. For people who don't know, Rashford scored twice today for England, Marcus Rashford, and he scored in the opener against Iran. He has three goals in the tournament.
He scored on an insane free kick as one of his goals today. Like, I don't understand how he doesn't play, how he doesn't start for England.
Well, so that's my point. So for people who aren't following this, like, we talk a lot about golden ball on the show, which is most outstanding player of the tournament, but really not from a team that wins. So just who can make the semifinals but not win. So you figure, like, all right, what if England made the semifinals? What if they didn't win? Who would be their candidate? We were talking about this off air in the first hour of the show, that it didn't seem like they were going to produce a compelling candidate. I'm still not sure Marcus Rashford is the candidate, because he's not guaranteed to start any match going forward. Now, maybe he starts because he's playing so well and he's in such good form, but I don't think we know that. Would need a really long price to bet him. They're going to draw France in the quarter almost certainly, based on like the projected matchups. And
it's almost like it is like a certainty, right? Assuming that both teams win their matches.
Well,
you think
if you just go by the win probabilities, because
France playing? Hold on. We had France playing the runner up. I guess it could still potentially be Argentina, but
correct.
I think it's either Poland, Mexico, or Saudi Arabia, I think is most likely. Like, France any of those.
Which is France like -1,000 to advance, by the way, if that market gets open, and it's not. And it's not Argentina. So we think Argentina is going to beat Poland. We think they're going to win the group. We think that's going to happen. But obviously they could still be drawn. I mean, imagine, it's actually a really bizarre situation, because with one match to play, think about all the win probabilities that are affected by, like, you're France, you've advanced, you know exactly the spot in the bracket that you're going to be sitting in. And you can either draw probably the worst team that will advance to the round of 16, whichever one of those teams it is, will be the worst team that advances of any team guaranteed. You can get the worst opponent, or you can get Argentina. Like, that's That's crazy. That's actually, and think about the markets that are impacted by that. Like, if you had a strong opinion on the match tomorrow, I mean, Argentina and France are two of the five, you know, most likely teams to win in the outright market. They could end up drawing each other first, or they could be on opposite sides. I mean, just that's been the knife edge group the entire time. Once Argentina loses the opener to Saudi Arabia, because everything else was so chalky the entire time, like all the great European countries won their matches. Brazil won both their matches. That's the one where you're like, well, the bracket really only flips if Argentina really gets upset here or comes in second. So much at stake in that match tomorrow for all kinds of tournament long bets as well. Messi, again, like Messi and Mbappe, the two favorites for the golden ball, could play first. Like, that's you would never see a market shape like that in North American sports, because we would know the tournament outcomes going in so much clearer. But the way soccer tournaments work, it doesn't work like that.
And the second straight World Cup that you'd get those two teams playing in the round of 16 with France and Argentina.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the final? How many for France put up in the first one?
Four two,
right? Yeah. Just
and then
really,
France beat Uruguay, which was a bummer for me.
So just the permutations of the Argentina match tomorrow, if they ever didn't win, every market goes haywire in that situation. Winner, a little less so, because Brazil,
like, who Denmark, I guess, is going to get Neymar back. Right? Denmark's your big winner. And I guess, like, it might not even be Denmark. What if it's Australia?
Well, you know who else your big winner is? The U.S.
United States or Netherlands, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, what if it's... You know what else we could get? Well, actually, it's really unlikely we get this. A U.S.-Mexico quarter?
I mean, that would require Mexico, like, advance.
That would require Mexico to be competent, which hasn't happened in the tournament. It's happened in previous World Cups, hasn't happened in the tournament. Also, they lose in the round of 16 every single World Cup.
Also, I want to call BetMGM, and I want to call this right now, that if the United States plays Mexico in the knockout round, the You Better You Bet Wagertainment Tonight bet will be Dos a Cero final score in favor of the United States, boosted for our You Better You Bet listeners and viewers.
Sure. Wagertainment Tonight. I was going to say, you're going to demand that BetQL flies us to Qatar to watch the match and do the show. Live from Doha. It's You Better You Bet.
All right. 2 hours down, two more to go. We will get to our handicap of week 13 and finish it off, but we start the hour getting NFL bets with our good friend Adam Chernoff.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.